This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
I know that, but you would never say, oh, I can't wait to see these guys. I know, they have such an awesome flute section in their band.
Oh, just because...
You would never hear Steven Tyler say, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Blanket Perry on the flute! Right?
Okay,
am
no.
I right?
No, you wouldn't.
Class is in.
Okay, this is Rock School, and I'm not going to apologize for this topic, but on the same aspect, I got to tell you, we have had this topic either suggested or asked about, I got to be 10 times. We're going to do a specific instrument on today's show, and Chad, the instrument is...
The flute.
The flute! You'd be stunned at how many times the flute shows up in rock and roll.
I'm going to have to ask for your man card right here, right now.
Yeah, let me get that for you. It's right here next to my
You know, we get a lot of show topic requests. If somebody suggests a show on couch cushions, you going to go research it?
If there's enough. Ukuleles actually come up, too. Eddie Vedder's putting out a record on the ukulele. You'd be stunned at how many rock songs actually include the ukulele.
Well, I may know two that include the flute.
Yeah.
But that's about it. And I just, to me, I'm sorry. The flute is just not a rock instrument.
Well,
IMO. You know what that means?
In your humble opinion.
That's right.
That's right. Now, let me see if I can change your thinking on that. Interestingly enough, when you think of a flutist, flautist, fluter.
Whatever.
Fluter.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, fluter is an acceptable term. Fluter? Guitarer?
No, if I'm going to put you down, I'm going to call you're such a fluter.
Fluter? Fluter, really?
Yeah.
When you think of a fluter, do you think of either a male or a female?
Well, I do think of a man because of that guy from the Sesame Street. He played the flute.
Oh, okay. See, I always think of a lady playing the flute.
I am not going to judge on the masculinity or femininity of the instrument. I am simply saying that when I think of a flute, I don't think rock and roll.
Well, let's see if I can change that for you. Jethro Tull. Ian Anderson is a flutist and a fluter.
A fluter.
And a fluter. And a guitarist and most generally known as a flute player, fluter. And we'll start with him. And I'm not going to double up any songs or any people in here because you would think to get through a whole show on the flute, I'd have to play three Jethro Tulls and what have you. Oh, I can easily do two shows on the flute. Won't, but I can easily do it. We'll start with Jethro Tull, Ian Anderson. Here's Bungle in the Jungle. We'll kick it off with that, back from 1974. Rock School.
Walking through forests of palm tree apartments, scoff at the monkeys who live in their dark tents. Down by the water hole, drunk every Friday, eating their nuts.
All right, Chad, talking about the flute here on Rock School. There you go, Jethro Tull, Ian Anderson playing the flute.
You're not going to sway me in one song.
Well, let's see
if one guy in a band decides to pick up the flute and learn it.
Sure, well, you know, we'll see if we can do it. Flute, I think, is also part of something like a multi-instrumentalist. Somebody comes out, they can play the saxophone, the horns, and they can also play the flute as part of it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but a flute is not necessarily a wind instrument, right?
It's a reed instrument, even though it doesn't have a reed. It's categorized because it's what's known as an edge-blown aerophone. It's just the way your face hits the actual thing.
You know what aggravates me? When people go to McDonald's and didn't take their straws and punch three holes in them and then try to play, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it can work. Actually, the flute, they believe, is the earliest musical instrument that could play separate tones. Drums are probably the earliest instrument, period.
Thank you.
That's right. Or clapping. Mm-hmm. Depends which way you think of it.
Which is a form of percussion.
A form of percussion. But flutes are probably the earliest instrument that could play separate tones itself. Now, someone's going to say, well, drums can play separate tones. You hit this drum, and it's smaller or larger than this drum.
No, but I'll give you that, yeah.
Right. You have to hit two separate elements, whereas a flute was one element.
If you took the flute and I asked you to give me an A, you could.
Right, and now play an F, and mm-hmm. it could do it, whereas yes. a drum, you'd have to hit two separate elements,
sure.
whereas a flute could do it. And a flute was also used to prove that humans were in certain areas.
Really?
They could actually date the flute because they found flutes in certain areas, and by dating the flute, mm-hmm. they were able to date when human beings were in certain places.
Oh.
How about that? So not only an instrument, but something for carbon dating when we as human beings were actually in certain places.
Hmm.
How about that? Boss Gags had a song called Lowdown. Jim Horn is playing the flute on this one. Neat piece of trivia about this one. The producers of Saturday Night Live uh-huh. looked at the song and said, we're looking for a hit. This isn't a hit. And it just didn't happen. So he handed it over to the movie Looking for Mr. Goodbar instead, and up to number one. Here's Lowdown on Rock School. All right, have you ever played anything other than drums?
What? No, have you Stop ever... attacking me! What?
That
jab,
was an attack.
You jab.
That was an attack?
The way that you ask the question.
All right, let me change my tone.
Do you play anything other than guitar?
Chad.
Yes?
Chad,
uh-huh.
in your life,
uh-huh.
as a valid musician,
uh-huh.
have you ever undertaken
uh-huh.
an instrument other than the percussion set known as the drums?
Yes, I have.
What have you attempted?
The bass guitar.
Uh-huh. All right. So you have never attempted, tried, undertaken a wind instrument?
No. I can't maneuver my lips and tongue okay. in the proper position to generate a sound.
Okay.
See? That's how you do it.
See, there you go.
That's how
Good
you
enough.
Ask a question.
You dirty
what?
Rotten. Okay. You're probably used, when you think of a flute, you probably think of a Western, what they call a Western flute. That's the long, thin one with all the keys on it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, put it off to the side, and they're lips like this.
I can see why you never tried one.
It just looks, it looks painful.
It does. If you're interested, in this flute family, there is the piccolo.
Uh-huh.
Think of the end of Stars and Stripes Forever, that
sure.
real high thing.
Yeah.
And then it starts to get kind of weird, because when I was in band, and I was in the band when certain sports seasons were out,
mm-hmm.
they started to get into all these strange, like, weird incarnations of the instrument. There's the alto flute,
mm-hmm.
the bass flute,
uh-huh.
the contrabass flute,
okay.
and the double contrabass flute.
Why did your voice get deeper and deeper?
Because that's what the instrument does. It gets bigger and fatter and deeper. Look, if you're going to play the double contrabass flute, why don't you just take up the tuba? You know what I mean? When you start making the instrument that big and deep,
mm-hmm.
why not just move to a new instrument?
Yeah.
That's what I've always wondered.
Yeah, so you could.
They think I know what I'm talking about. I don't really, but they think I know what I'm talking about at KLSU over there on the campus of LSU, I would assume, since that's in the call letters.
Well, see, I just heard from the good folks over at KSCL.
Oh, they're nice people.
And they beg to differ.
They do. They know I don't know what I'm talking about.
They think
about.
Both of us are just full of it.
And the flute. Yeah, come on, guys. All right. Get us on Facebook. Tell us how much the flute rocks, and we'll write back to you and tell us what we think.
I'll actually go post that right now.
Yeah.
I'll ask the question, is the flute rock and roll?
As we are recording this show, we'll tell what people have to actually reply to that little post on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Search Rock School Radio Show. We have our 200th person, so we'll be sending him a email and a signed photocopied picture of Chad and I. And
he doesn't want my autograph.
Well, he'll probably want it. It's going to be worth the paper it's written on.
Yeah.
Back in a minute here in Rock School. All right, we continue to fight off air about whether the flute is a rock instrument or not.
When did you become such an advocate for the flute?
Since you're not.
Hmm?
I have to take a contrary stance if we're going to have an argument here on
You
stage.
Said we were going to do a show on the flute. And
I am.
Said, flute's not rock and roll. Oh, yes, it is.
Well, I've got to take a contrary stance.
It doesn't matter. I could say it's a great day. It's not.
Have you ever heard of circular breathing?
What?
Circular breathing. People who have played wind instruments know what this is, and I've tried it, and I wasn't very good at it, but...
Breathing?
Yes, breathing. I'm terrible at it. I need to practice.
How do you circular breathe?
Circular breathing is this. While you are blowing out of your mouth, you sort of close off the back of your throat, and with the wind that you've trapped in your mouth, you continue to blow it out while sucking air into your lungs through your nose. Then you open up the back of your throat, blow the air out to a certain point, then close off the back of your throat with the wind you've now captured in your mouth, you continue the note. If you can continue doing this, you should be able to continually play a note for generally ever.
Are you basically saying that I could blow air out of my mouth
just about consistently
while breathing in air through my nose at the same time?
Yes.
That is physically impossible.
You want to make a large bet on that?
No, I'm not even making a small bet on it. Kenny G.
Now, hold on.
Kenny G. He plays a clarinet.
Actually, he plays a saxophone. It's a soprano saxophone. Once again, different kind of saxophone.
Once again, doesn't belong in this show.
He held a note for 45 minutes, 47 seconds on sax. However, he was defeated by another guy. Circular breathing is something you would do on a flute. He was defeated by another guy who now holds the current record for holding a single note through circular breathing. He held a record note 1 hour, 30 minutes, 45 seconds. You believe that?
Hmm.
Through circular breathing, held a note for over an hour and 30 minutes. Now, you say the flute isn't in rock and roll. Here's a song called Focus by Hocus Pocus or Hocus Pocus by Focus. I always get it mixed up back and forth. Sounds like this. Listen for the flute. It's played by a wonderful guy by the name of Thijs van Leer. That's the second guy that's got an unpronounceable last name. Apparently, if your name is Bob Smith, you can't play the flute. There you go. Hocus Pocus by Focus. Rock School. You know, you're making my job really difficult
Why?
Today. Because you are fighting me at every turn. You're supposed to not fight me.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to fight you for the sake of fighting.
Yeah.
I don't believe that the flute is... Oh, I'm not anti-flute. Don't get me wrong. You're playing here some songs that include the flute, and that's fine. I can name you a couple of rock songs.
Guns N' Roses
there
song.
There is. That have the flute. I'm not saying flute does not belong in rock and roll. I'm saying that I don't associate the flute with rock and roll. For example, if we're going to a rock concert, Godsmack, okay?
Well, Godsmack wouldn't use a flute.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if I'm going to a concert, I might say, I can't wait to see when they play that song where he slaps that bass, or when they have that drum war, or when Aerosmith is playing and Joe Perry gets ready to sing Walk On Down, or just anything like that.
There's an Aerosmith song with a flute in it.
I know that, but you would never say, oh, I can't wait to see these guys. I know, they have such an awesome flute section in their band.
Oh, just because...
You would never hear Steven Tyler say, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Blanket Perry on the flute. Right?
Okay.
Am I right?
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. But the Beatles used them all the time.
Okay.
And you can't go against the Beatles. You know, larger ELO uses the flute all the time as part of an orchestral system.
All right, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Let's say that you're going to a concert starring a band that has some well-known songs that include the flute.
Okay.
And they do not perform the songs with the flute. They perform the song, but they don't. But
I'm tearing the place down.
But they don't. They don't use the flute.
I'm tearing the place down.
Are you leaving disappointed?
Oh, I'm rioting.
I'm
on the floor, man. It's awful. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. I'm inciting a riot. I am. I'm tearing the place down.
Why do I even
chairs
bother?
Up on the stage? It's going to
be
awful.
So much more with my life.
7 days and 70 seconds. No, you can't. Monday, July 19th through Sunday, July 24th. Chad has Monday. Go.
Monday, July 18th in 1960. The world is introduced to The Ventures as their single Walk, Don't Run hits the charts.
Tuesday, July 19th, 1991. Steven Adler files suit against his former band, Guns N' Roses, alleging, dig this, They forced him to use heroin and then kicked him out of the band because of it.
Yeah, he slashed the gun in my head. Have you ever seen that guy?
Oh, yeah, he's in bad shape.
He is some messed up.
He's in bad shape.
Wednesday, July 20th, 25 years ago, 1986, Sid and Nancy. You know, the film based on the life of the Sex Pistols' Sid Vicious and his American girlfriend, Nancy Spungen. Mm-hmm. It premiered in London.
Thursday, July 21st, 1989, Weird Al Yankovic's movie UHF opens in the U.S. and swept the Oscars.
July 22nd in 1967, Led Zeppelin received their first record award, a gold record for Led Zeppelin number one.
Saturday, July 23rd, 1977, Carly Simon takes a James Bond theme song to number one with Nobody Does It Better. And on Sunday, July 24th, 1978, Robert Stigwood's bomb, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, starring the Bee Gees and Peter Frampton, opens in New York, and it bombs.
Peter.
Oh, God.
You
got
to do this scene right.
Do you know, the reason I'm going to play this next song is because we've had two flute players with unpronounceable Swedish names.
Yeah, they're so rock and roll, too.
This flute player's name is David Wind.
Hey!
Thank you.
He has to play a flute.
Only reason I'm actually playing this song, because I can pronounce the flute player's name. Here's Firefall, Strange Way. Rock School. All right, we put some up on Facebook asking people whether the flute was a rock instrument or not, and I'm beginning to lose.
I only got one response. The person who responded said that for them, the flute is an accent instrument at its best. They cannot picture a flute solo in the middle of Master of Puppets.
That's true.
Now, that's a little extreme.
I agree.
I don't think anybody would expect to hear a flute solo in a Metallica song.
That's true. But it would be a neat little thing to have right out of the clear blue sky.
Oh, no doubt.
Right in the middle of a Metallica song?
Hey, I'd get that cut.
Sure.
Is this the one with the flute? Oh, I want the one with the flute.
Is he playing an alto or a double bass flute? Burton Cummings, the lead singer of the Guess Who, plays the flute.
Okay.
Yeah. And from the 1969 album Canned Wheat.
Canned Heat. Well, I saw a Canned Heat song on the list.
Well, that's right. Jim Horn plays the flute in Going Up the Country, a song written by Blind Al Wilson. And that's another one we can play that
but
has
this
a flute
is
in it.
Canned Wheat.
Wheat. Yeah, I guess it's a takeoff of Canned Heat.
Maybe.
Yeah, getting interesting in there with a flute in both songs. In the song Undone, there's a flute solo, and it's by Burton Cummings, and it sounds like this. Rock School. She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. Okay, rather than arguing further about the flute, let me see if I can't educate you a little bit more about flute categories, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, go ahead.
You ever, you know what a flute, obviously, is it off to the side?
Sure.
You put your lips across this little hole and you blow against it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you ever seen a pan flute? It's a series of tubes that you blow across.
Mm.
You ever taken a bottle, you've been drinking on it, like a beer bottle, and gone hoot hoot across the top of it?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Blowing in a piece like that, where it's vertical, okay, that's called a fipple.
A what?
F-I-P-P-L-E.
Okay.
That's called a fipple.
Okay.
And what a pan flute is a series of longer or shorter tubes.
They kind of look like steps.
You got it.
I do know what those. Yeah, Owen Wilson played one in the sequel to Meet the Parents.
You got it.
Being silly.
You got it. And he's taking off on this. I'm trying to think of what it's called. The guy who's got the body of a goat on the bottom. Pan.
Uh-huh.
Pan flute, obviously.
Right.
And that thing is called a fipple.
Mm-hmm.
So if you push it off to the side like a flute, it's called a side blow instrument. That's like the constant flute, a concert flute. Or if you blow across it, it's called a fipple. You can either have a fipple or a side blow, and you can also either have an open end or a closed end whistle. The open end is something like a concert flute, which has got the open end so Ron Burgundy can suck up the stuff and blow the fire out of it.
Right.
Or you can have the closed end, which is like a slide whistle. You ever seen one of those where you blow in it? Right. Mm-hmm. Or a police whistle, which is the little ball at the end that the coaches use, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
There's also, I'm trying to think
what the name of it is.
I
play the police whistle.
The police whistle? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the Led Zeppelin song that has the whistle in it. They blow a whistle real hard in a Led Zeppelin song, and it changes tempo immediately upon blowing the whistle.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to think of what the name of that song is. There's also a whistle that's used in the Navy. When people come on a ship, it plays two tones. When people come on the ship, and that's a closed-end fipple whistle. That's it. That's a closed-end fipple whistle.
Impression of a Navy whistle.
There you are. So there's categories. It's either a fipple, a side blow, an open-end, or a closed-end. Yet more flute information that you never had before but now have inside of your brain.
I would probably play one of those.
See?
It seems it would be a little simpler to play one of those types of flutes than the one where you... Put it off to the side. Just seems to be an awkward position for your lips.
I would think, like any instrument, you just get used to it.
Sure.
Same thing with the guitar. You have to learn to spread your hands out, that kind of thing. After a while, you just get used to it.
But your guitar doesn't get filled up with saliva.
That's right. You don't have that drip off the end. Catch it in a cup.
Blech.
Here you go. Here's Jim Horn. We talked about him before we played the last one by Burton Cummings. Here's Canned Heat, going up the country. Rock school. Couple more from the flute there. Hello, WBSD, Burlington, Wisconsin. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hola, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain.
Now, if we haven't captured your fancy with the flute, let's see if we can do it with the recorder.
The what?
The recorder. This is the kind of things that they hand out to kids in, I think, third grade, the little plastic things that they go straight down. They look like flutes, but they have sort of a lip thing up at the top.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I'm talking about? And they sort of have holes on the front. Well, those are like little plastic toys.
Sure.
But apparently, it's an African instrument, and if you're going to write a song about Africa... You should have one of these things. And apparently they can be made very well. I mean, these are the things, you know, you see them at, I guess, gift shops and all that for a buck. And your kids scream and yell, I need one of these. And then they never touch it again after you purchase it.
Right.
But apparently if you buy one that's really well made, it's to be played and can hold a tune and do real well. And believe it or not, I've got a number one song that actually uses a recorder.
Number one.
Yep. Again, African song. African instrument. Let's put the two of them together. I wonder if the word Africa appears in the title, since I've used it numerous times. Back in a minute to find out. Rock School.
With all the hints you were given prior to the break, I'm going to try to take a stab at what the song's called.
All right, let's hear it.
Would it be Africa?
It would.
How about that?
Yeah, from 1982, from the album Toto 4. Here you go. It's Toto. And by the way, Jim Horn plays... The recorder. He's a multi-instrumentalist, that Jim Horn. We've had him four times on this show so far. Rock school. All right, last break here on Rock School. I think I've told you everything I brought about the flute, so you know everything I know about the flute. I've actually tried to play a flute.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Not well.
Not well?
Not well. It's one of those instruments that you really have to, you know, practice to get good at. If you'd like to know some other songs that carry the flute, Never Can Say Goodbye, Jackson 5, Nights in White Satin, Moody Blues, Ray Thomas plays on that one, Power of Gold, Dan Fogelberg, Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day. What else do we have here? Walk Away Renee by The Left Bank. Let me see. What did I say? Greg Hamm plays the flute in Down Under by Men at Work. In the Court of the Crimson King, Ian McDonald plays the flute on that one for King Crimson. Lots of Van Morrison songs. Lots and lots of Van Morrison songs. Nicolette Larson's Gonna Take a Lot of Love has it. Seals and Crofts, Hummingbird. These are just other songs that I brought. Color My World by Chicago, Walter Paraphaser, I believe is how you say his name. And then Love and Rockets, No Tale to Tell. Ian Anderson plays the flute there. He, of course, is from Jethro Tull. And we're going to finish up with one from War. This is Eric Burden and War, actually, from 1970. Charles Miller plays the flute on this one. And that wraps up the flute show.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
You got an hour out of it.
That's not
bad. Still not moved by the flute,
well,
are you?
Here's my final concluding statement.
All right.
I don't think that the flute belongs in rock and roll, the genre.
Okay.
However, I do not see anything wrong with a rock band inserting a flute into a track every now and then.
Okay.
If the band decides that they're going to include the flute on every track, to me, they're just a notch down on the rock and roll ladder.
Harsh, man. Harsh.
How's that harsh?
Harsh, man. Harsh. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
There you go. Let's spill the wine. It's War. Class is dismissed.